חודש טוב ומבורך, חודש אדר, Today is Zav Yud Aleph, and we were holding in the middle of the Ptachim, Lahai Parshat, I think we got up to the bottom. No, actually we got up to the top.
No, we're on the bottom.
Okay. So then the Avot of Dimi Bar Yitzchak on Yud Amud Beis. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Potach Lapitcha Lahai Parshat Ameyacha. Continuing on with the various introductions to Megillat Esther. Ki Avadim Anachu. So he used to darshan as the opening, Zavadim Anachu Uba Avudatenu Lo Azavonu Eloheinu. And in our state of Abdus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in that day, didn't forget about us and let us go. Vayeta Linochotze Bifnei Malchei Paras Latet Lanu Michya L'Romemet Beit Eloheinu. Again, here it's clear, he's stressing, really one leaves out ever, but he's stressing that the Michya was ultimately the Romemet Beit Eloheinu La'amidat Paravotav Latet Lanu Gader B'Yehudav Yerushalayim. That was the whole idea, that this was the beginning of the rebuilding of the Beit Mikdash. When was this? Ematai Bizman Haman. We're putting humans over us, mortals over us. We've been dragged through fire and water. That was his favorite tool. He hooked everybody. Without further ado, we just had the scare, and then so we're free. And we all can have batach lapit halai parshat ha-miyacha. Zachar, chasdovia, manatola, veit Yisrael, ra'u kolav seyar, etzet yishu'at Eloheinu. When was there a time when all of the corners of the earth, the farther reach, knew about the maids? That must be, hematai ra'u kolav seyar, etzet yishu'at Elohim, vimei Mordechai Bester. No, they asked that everybody saw all the meimot, shebo'olam, I mean, people saw nisim that were at the Yamsuf and so on, and people knew about it. But that's the whole point, is that those kind of nisim, you know, the person who sees it, but anybody else doesn't believe it. But yeah, one of those myths that you hear about from your father. But something like this, which wasn't a nace, it was all nisim, and to see that the Baruch Hu basically lies underneath all the things that happened to all Yisrael, even the Derech HaTeva, that's something that made an immense impact on the Umayyads as it did to Yisrael. And of course, Europe was publicized all over the world. So a roaring lion, that's Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, because we know that we refer to him as a lion. So that the reference to the lion who has now already left his faction and he's on his way to your cities, says Yirmiyahu, to destroy your cities, is a reference to the Nebuchadnezzar. And then Dov Shokek, the bear that is walking around is Achashverosh. Because we know that the vision in Daniel about the Persians was Va'aru Cheva Acharet Inyana Dam Yeladov, that I saw another chaya that was similar to a bear. And we know that that's Sadi Rav Yosef, that's a reference to the Parsian, because they're very bearish. Sho'ochlim v'shotim gadol, they eat and drink like bears. V'surbalim basar gadol, they're all big fat like bears. V'megadlin sear gadol, they're hairy like bears. V'ein lehem menulcha gadol, and they never could sit still. He was walking back and forth in their cages and making political problems. Yeah. The laws are unbearable. Very good. So that must be a reference to now to the Parsian. Moshe Rasha is a reference to Haman. Al Amdal is Yisrael, who at that time were Dalim and Amitzvahs, as we'll see later on. Rabbi Lazar Potach Lapitchalai Parshata Meacha. Rabbi Lazar opens up with my famous introduction. Because of the Atzlut, B'shilatzlut Shayalam Yisrael, Shalosko B'Torah, Yimacha Mikareh, the Mikareh is the roofer. That's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Natsis Anosh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kevayachol becomes poor, that he can't help you. V'hin Mach Ela Anish, Ema Imachu Mi'erkecha. V'hin Mikareh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the roofer, Shinema HaMikareh V'amayim Aliyotav. So therefore, just like by the original attack of Amalek, it came by Rifidim, Sherofu Yodeyim and Torah. Here too, it came by Atzal Taim with an unwillingness to be Osik in the deeper reaches of Tereshabalpeh, which was
by Kibul. Kibul at the end.
And Hamikare, of course, is a double meaning. It means the roofer, which relates to Ben Haman Ben Ha'agagi, of course. But no, it means the roofer. It means the one who makes sure of coincidences. Hamikare is Mikra, which is what Purim is all about. This is a very nice introduction to the Minyan. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Batachla Pitchala Pashat, Miach Ashir HaMa'alot Le Hashem Shehaya Lanu Yoman Nomar Na Yisrael Le Hashem Shehaya Lanu B'Kuman Leinu Adam. What's that? B'Kuman Leinu Adam? Normally, the people against us are Melachim. At Purim, the problem was in Adam. Hello, Melach, was a Haman, not a king. Rav Batach La Pitchala Pashat, Miach Birvot Tzadikim Yismacham Uvimshor Rasha Yanacham. Where do we have that tremendous right up the contrast between the Rasha and the Tzaddik? There's no other place but in Megillat Esther. So we have Birvot Tzadikim Yismacham that Mordechai Vesher says a Yushushan Solav Esamecha. And yet Uvimshor Rasha, we have just a few days before that Yanacham is a reference to a Yushushan Navocha. So that's Haman. The contrast in Hafuk is very, very stark, and that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Ma'asav Miocha. Mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav. Here we're talking about even in the worst of circumstances, b'chol koreinu elav. And this is a reference to the darkness of those times. Rav Rashi Amar Miocha. O anisa Elohim lavo lakachat lo goy mikerav goy. And Rav says, and here the verse is a little bit mishubash. It should say that Rav says Vayi b'me'ach Hashverosh is a lotion of Vay v'hi b'me'ach Hashverosh nitkaima. Now we had indeed the kiyum of the pasuk v'vakartem shem lo shom lo evecha lavadim lo shvachot ve'in konev, because Haman Harasha had put out words that no one was allowed to even buy any avonim from the Jews, that they wouldn't be protected from the gezerah hashmada. Shmuel. Mihocha is pasuk lapis to mihocha. This is short. Rav Ashi Amar, we up to it. Shmuel Amar, lo miastim ve lo gealtim lechalotam. Lo miastim is talking about in the days of the Yevanim. Ve lo gealtim is bimei Nebuchadnezzar. Lechalotam bimei Haman, lafer britiitam, bimei Parsim. Ki ani Hashem Elokim, say bimei Romim over here probably. Ki ani Hashem Elokim, bimei Gog u'Magog. Mematnita Tana, this is a reference to the leader. Lo miastim is bimei kasim shematilim Daniel Hanani Mishol v'Azaria. The logialtim. So we had, even though we no longer had a malchut, but we did have leaders that were worthy of the title. So during the days of the kasim, we had Daniel Hanani Mishol v'Azaria. Logialtim bimei Yevanim. Even then, we had Shimon HaTzadik. We had Matyahu Kohen Gadol, Chashmonai Uvanov, as I should say. Lechalotam bimei Haman shematilim Mordechai v'Esther. Lafer britiitam bimei Parsim is the later Parsim that invaded afterwards, that had to make up with all the years of the Gemara. She amarati lahem shabet rabbi v'chachmei adorot, ki ani Hashem lokem latid lavo, she'en kol umma v'lashon yichola b'shot ben. V'ruvei v'omer miyocha, v'im lo torishu et yoshvei ha'aret. This is amazing, because the Melacharis has nothing to do with anything. Lo torishu et yoshvei ha'aret. This is like going back over to the days of Yehoshua. So it says, v'ayah shetotiru mehem v'sikim b'nechem v'tzni mitzidechem. So Rashi says, that's exactly it. Had Shaul finished off Amalek and not allowed Agag to, it's a small indication you let out a terrorist from jail for a day. Okay. And here, a few hundred years later, what do you have? The destruction of whole Klal Yisrael. What ridiculous cheshbonos in these ways. So that's exactly the point. You have to take a look at the full historical picture over here. The Reb Chiya says it's the next verse. Vayaka asher dimiti lasot lehem ha'atzeh lachem. It's not bad enough. They'll be tzninim v'sigim. It's that wiping them out, they'll end up wiping you out. Look how close you came. They're being wiped out by it. So this is called rachamim, what Shaul did for Agag. Achashverosh. What is the meaning now? Vayi b'mei Achashverosh. Here the Grob puts in what Rav said before, which right forth in Vayi b'mei Achashverosh. Rav says, Vayi b'mei Achashverosh. The Gersa works out much better. Omar Rav, Achashverosh means he's an Ach Shorosh and a Ben Gilo Shorosh. He's no different than the one that was known as the real head of Malchus above all. That's Achiv Shorosh. Is Achiv Shor Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, meaning that he's just like him, Shenikra Rosh. And Emma, we know Daniel explained in the dream. Antu Resha Didahavat, you who are the golden head, and then Gilor Sharosh, and that they both acted the same way. Hu Harag will be Keshlarog. Hu Echriv will be Keshlachriv. Nebuchadnezzar murdered so many of Yisroel at the time of the Korban, and he actually was able to be Makriv. But the Achashverosh would have liked to do the same thing, and he would have wanted to be Makriv the Yisroelis of the Mishkan of the Nun Beis Hamikdash that had been built in the days of Korah. Shneemar v'malchut Achashverosh b'tchilat malchuto katfu sitna o yoshvei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Katfu sitna sounds a lot worse than just to stop the building. It was a plan to actually uproot anything that had been done. V'shmuel Omer, the reason he's called Achashverosh is from the Lashon of Shachor, because he made everybody turn black with sorrow. Shuvashkaru p'reim shal Yisrael b'yom av kishulei kidera. Their faces were blackened with tsar. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Not it's like every time somebody would mention this guy's name, he would say, ach, my head, I can't take it anymore. That's ach, rosh, my head. Those are the people that insisted on listening to the news broadcast. They're always walking around with headaches. I wonder why. Exactly. Yeah, then another pshat is, Rav Chanina Omer, Achashverosh, that this guy, when he was everybody, he made everybody rashim, made everybody poor. The guy is all into taxes. That's like the big thing in the Megillah. Who Achashverosh? Who always sort of defines things in an absolute sense. So who Achashverosh means, that's the way he was the whole time. Don't think the guy really had any deep changes of heart. Same guy. Who Esav? Who Berisho Mitchilovat Zatov? Who Datan Vaviram Embrisham Mitchilatan Vasovan? Who Hamelach Achaz Ubrisho Mitchilatovat Zofo? Avram, who Avraham? Who Bitsiko Mitchilatovat Zofo? Who Aaron Moshe Hem Bitsikan Mitchilatan Vasovan? David, who Akatan? Who Bekatuto Mitchilatovat Zofo? Kishem Shepakatuto Ekinatsmo et Mishigadomi Menu Betorah. When Mishigad, probably correct here says Mishigadomi Menu Bekokuma Vala. When he became a great man, then it says, what's that? Hamolech, very strange language. Hamolech, like an ongoing molech. Shemalach, hamolech meodavat kush. Omar Rav, it means shemalach meatmo. And he is constantly in a state of asserting himself the melech. He wasn't really. So Amri Lelashevach, Amri Lelignai, like in all things important, things is ambivalent. So it means, according to some, it's a good thing, according to some, the bad thing. Some say Lashevach, Lavinish Kreshkashiv Lamalka Kavatei. I mean, he was the top of the heap, the best and the brightest. Boy, this guy's the best and the brightest. Imagine what the rest of the country was like, sitting in a bear. But, others say, Amalei Leganai. The law of Ichazi, the Lachuta, actually wasn't Roy from Malchus at all, but Mamona Yateru with the eye. He had enough cash to put on a campaign. So he had the biggest party. And of course, that became the political party. And out of that came, don't laugh, this is a very important part of the Megillah.
Was he in charge of the horses?
That's the Haman, the comment later on that Vashti sends him. Mamona Yateru. Mikodu v'at kush. What is that? Also ambivalent. Rav Shmuel Chanamer Hodu b'sof alav kush lavon. That's what you're talking about. Talking about India and Ethiopia, then that's a nice slice of the inhabited globe. So that would mean across the globe, whereas others say, you know, it's Hindu kush. I mean, it's a Hodu b'kush, same place. It's a gavi adodi avikayim. But it means the same way that it was malak al Hodu v'at v'kush. Kach malak b'sof alav that so far. It was like on the palm of my hand, as we say. The palm pilot. He was the pilot of the palm. Is that my idea? Which the whole world is right there in your palm. He holds the whole world. Kayotse, but Avar, you have the same kind of machlokas where it says, Kihuro de Bechol Evra Anar by Shlomo, Mitifsach Varaza. So there too, Rav and Shmuel Chadomer, Tifsach Besofolam, Varaza Besofolam. Chadomer, Tifsach Varaza, Bari Adore Avikaimi. Kishem Shemalach al Tifsach Varaza, Kach Malach al Kol Olam Kulav. Then we have this slow build up of Sheva, Vyasrim, Umeya, Medina. We start from the units, and then the tens, and then the hundreds. Omer of Chisa, this is to teach us that with Filam Malach al Sheva, he first consolidated his power base at 7 Medinot. From that, he built up to 20, and then he was able now to create the necessary force to take over in one fell swoop of the Sof Malach Al-Miyah. Al-Miyah, you're going to say the same thing about Shnei Chaye Amram, I suppose? Sheva Shloshim U'Machram, it says it backwards there, too. So what is that supposed to mean? He managed to gather his forces together when he was 7 and suddenly jumped to 30. My Darash Tepe, what do you do with that puzzle? No, come on, I'm not saying it, because, I mean, obviously sometimes we count in that direction. Shnei Ocha. Roya. I mean, it's an unnecessary pasuk. It says Mi'odu V'yatush. What's the point of listing how many different governments, I mean, the local governments are so important. Sheva V'esu Mi'avidina L'amali. Shvami L'amali Drasha must be coming to tell you something. Tana Rabbanit Shlosha Malchu B'kipah. There were three people that were king over the entire, that ruled over the entire civilized globe. Tosis points out, doesn't really mean there were three. It means there were three that pasuk mentioned, was made on them. Doesn't mean there weren't others. And they were Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, we know surprisingly that Achav had power across the globe because it says over there, Chai Hashem Elokecha, Yesh Goyim Amlokecha, Shesh Lo Shalach, Adoni Sham Levakeshcha. So the Ovadia is telling now that Eliyahu, oh my God, this is really you. You? Because we have searched the globe. We've turned the globe over. How can you search the globe if you don't have power over the whole globe? It must be that Achav really was able to look really all over the world.
What does it mean, Molach? There was a
power.
They were power.
People might have been a tribute, but they wouldn't dare tell him that, no, and Elio's not here when he was there. So he loved Avi Molach. How could he force them to tell him the truth about Elio? Nebuchadnezzar, Vaya Goeva Mamlacha. Asher lo yitin et zavaro ba'ol melech Achashverosh, melech Bavel, right? So then apparently there was really, as Yirmiyahu said, the entire world had to put their heads into his hole. Achashverosh, he said, Achashverosh of the Amoron, we don't know the Vatush. And yes, the Gemara, but there are others that are even in the Pasuk. I mean, Vituleka, Aika Shlomo, how about Shlomo Amalach? No, that Shlomo doesn't count. Lo solik malchutei, because, I mean, he got booted out, the whole story over there Shmadai took over his kingdom. We're talking about people who were able to maintain a hold on the Malchut. Yeah, and what about Edith Lamanum and Melch Vediot? As we know, there's a machlokus about whether that was a permanent situation or whether he was a Melach Vediot v'melach. So Lamanum and Melch Vediot v'melach, that he made it back to his Malchut, to Maik Lameima. That's because Shlomo is in a completely different category. Shlomo Miltach Rite Avivisha Malach Ela Ala Yonim Ela Tachtonim. He wasn't just a Melach across the Kippah. He was also a Melach over the Sarei Ha'umot, and so on, and that's in the Shemayim, so to speak. As it says, Vayashav Shlomo Kisei Hashem, so the Vayeshev HaKisei Hashem is an indication that he was on God's throne. And what about Sancheret? Sancheret says, B'b'chol Elohi HaRatzot HaEle Asher Yitzilu Et Artzam Miyadi. I mean, he wouldn't have said that if it weren't true. Right? I mean, if he's sending a message, it's supposed to make an impact now, that, look, why don't you guys just surrender? Because, I mean, give me an example of a single country on earth that has stood up to me. Yeah, well, but the thing is, he didn't exactly see, but he was alive. So he wasn't really Molach Bekipa, because Ika Yerushalayim, Talo Kafsha. What about Daryavesh? By Daryavesh it says, Daryavesh Malka Katav L'chol HaMamaya U'maya V'lishnaya D'dairin B'chol Aaron. This is very good here. This letter is being sent to all of the nations of earth. Shalom Chon Yazge, Shalom Rab. Apparently, he had now ability to address, to have his rutzen done across the earth. Yeah, but he only ruled over 120 kingdoms. There were really 127 kingdoms, as we see a short time later. He has appointed 120 separate governors for his various provinces. What happened to the other seven? Apparently, he didn't have the power to appoint governors. That's not called Molach Bekipa. Well, what about Koresh? We know Koresh is very big on Malchus. I mean, he even said it about himself. It's actually printed on his, engraven on his kever. So he writes, Ko amar Koresh melech parat, Ko mamlechot haaretz natan li Hashem. Of course, on his grave it says, at least leave me this little part, but he didn't. And anyway, so it says over there that the whole world was given to him. Yeah, but who said? When he's talking about himself. Right? Why should we believe this? We got a lot of these, you know, what is it, Idi Amin used to call themselves that also. As a matter of fact, so did that boxer. What was that again?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali also said the same thing. Vayamim ha'em kashevet ha'melech b'shnat shalosh l'malcho. That doesn't make any sense. Kashevet ha'melech ha'kashverosh means when he first take power. Then it says in the third year of his kingdom. How did he just take power? Omar Ravano, kashevet means when he felt secure in his kingdom. That's about kishin mityashiva da'ato. Why was it suddenly mityashiv da'ato? He said to himself, Achashverosh says, look, starting up with the Jews is a big problem, but I mean, Belshazzar, where he lost everything with doing the shtick that Achashverosh ends up doing. So Belshazzar, kashevet chashav v'ta'ah. He thought he was smart. Made a cheshbon in the story. He made a mistake. And that's how he got himself wiped out. But ana chashiv nevalotaina. It's always the later guy. I'll get it right. I'll work it out. What's this all about? What is he referring to? Take a look at the psukim. We got a lot of strange references to years in the psukim and contradictions. Those seem to work out. It says, kilofi melot lebavel shivim shana yefkod. It says, one pasuk says, when Bavel is now 70 years, filled with 70 years of malchus, I will be poked you. And on the other hand, it says, lemalot lecharvot Yerushalayim shivim shana. And on the other hand, it says that counting from the years of the churban of Yerushalayim, which was a completely different cheshbon, so that that point there will be now a geula. Okay, so he, Belshazzar, figured like this. Chashuv ha-arba'im v'chamesh t'nevuchadnezzar. So he counted from the beginning of Malchut t'nevuchadnezzar, 45 years. Then he counted the 23 years of Evel Merudah. Then he counted 2 years of his own. And then in the third year, he went out now to take out the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash, because he already had Shivim, 45 and 37. Now in his third year, Afik Bani to the Mikdasha. Then he says, there you go, we got 70 years. Apparently God's not coming through on this promise, and we now don't have to worry about any Beit HaMikdashes again. They made us enough trouble before, and they challenge our whole sense of Malucha over the world. Takes out the Beit HaMikdash Kelim, and he uses them. Wait, how do we know Nebuchadnezzar was Malach 40 l'chamesh shanim? No, because it says Yom Amar. Take a look at the contradictions in the Psukim, and you'll see that sometimes it says Golo B'Sheva, and sometimes it says Golo B'Shumona, and sometimes it says Golo B'Shumona Esrei, and sometimes it says Golo B'Chayesrei. Now, what's going on? So what happened actually is that these are contradictions in Psukim between the story of Malachim of the Golos and the story in Yirmiyahu. So Golo B'Sheva, when it says in the seventh year, what's that a reference? Golo B'Sheva Lekivush Yehoyakim. Golut Yehoyakim. So what happened, I think that it's probably, gentlemen, could die for us to take a brief detour into Rashi. It's a very short Rashi, but he does a very typically Rashi quick and clear explanation of the Psukim. So please take a look at the right side of the daf, and we have the Golo B'Sheva, Golo B'Shmona. It says one third of the way down, approximately. Actually, it says Rashi, look, this is all one galut. Of course, there weren't two galuts. The Kroy Kadosh. On the one hand, it says Kiv Begalut Yoyachin Bishnat Shmone LeMalchut Nebuchadnezzar. On the one hand, it says in the eighth year of the Malchus. It doesn't say Nebuchadnezzar, but it says LeMalcho in the pasuk. LeMalcho, referring to the above mentioned Nebuchadnezzar. So in the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar. Now that's a reference in Sefer Malachim. The Sefer Yirmiyahu, it says at the end, Asher Higla Nebuzradan Bishnat Sheva. So which one was it? Was it the eighth or the seventh year of Bava? Ela, the way to understand it is Shmona from the first year that Nebuchadnezzar became king, but it was 7 years v'sheva lekivush Yoyakim, because Nebuchadnezzar invaded Israel in the second year. Shekavsho tachta v'shana shniya l'malchuto, did not create a galut in that year. He just made now Yehuda tributary to Nebuchadnezzar. V'lo higlo, and now Yehoyakim became a tribute to Nebuchadnezzar for 3 years. Now, the next reference of 18 and 19 is also found as contradictions. It says there, Galut Sitkiyahu, so Besov Sefer Yirmiyahu, that count is from Chorvot Yerushalayim. The destruction of Yerushalayim was 11 years after the Galut Yehoyakim. This is the Galut Yehoyakim 11 years after that original Maisa, because it says, Dichti Vayhi Bashteya Sar Shana, Lemelech Tzitkiyahu. So therefore, what's the reference here? Ma Yutchet Yutet. 18. It's a reference to the same date. 18. Counting from the original Kivush of Yehoyakim. 19. Counting from the time that Nebuchadnezzar became king. The Yomar Mar, let's continue in the Rashi. We'll run back into the Gemara. The Yomar Mar, Shanari Shanakivesh Ninveh. He became now king, took over Ninveh, which he took over from the Assyrians. So that was the beginning of his Malchus, was in Ashur. And that, of course, was the center was in Nineveh. So he was Malach ben Nineveh. The second year of Nebuchadnezzar, he already came and was Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, and he was Kovesh Yehoyakim. Now these are all Psukim, Kroy Kadosh B'Seder Olam. It says at the beginning of Sefer Daniel, Kibarosh Sefer Daniel B'Shnat Shalosh L'Malchut Yehoyakim. There's another contradiction which the Gemara now has left out, but which Rashi wants to provide us with the background material. So on the one hand, it says in the third year of Yehoyakim, Bonavuchanetzv Yerushalayim, Vayitin Hashem et Yehoyakim biyado. Now that doesn't make any sense. That, because Halo lo malach ala b'shnat arba lo Yehoyakim. I mean, we know, it says in Yirmiyahu, Shenemar b'sefer Yirmiyahu, Hadavar asher hayah b'shana revi'it lo Yehoyakim, Hi shana rishana labu Nebuchadnezzar. So if Nebuchadnezzar only became king in the fourth year of Yehoyakim, how in the world could Daniel have written that in the third year of Yehoyakim, Nebuchadnezzar invaded Yerushalayim? That's crazy. Ella must be referring to an event that we weren't aware of. Ella mata mudomar b'shnat shalosh l'malchut Yehoyakim. It must mean that Yehoyakim reasserted his malchut after having become an heir to Nebuchadnezzar in the year that Nebuchadnezzar invaded, which was already at that point, Yehoyakim had already been king for 5 years. He then became now an Eved, and he was Moreid. So his Merida, he called his Malchut now. He went back to his Malchut. Bishnat Shalosh L'Malchuto means in the third year of his reasserted Malchut, which he asserted flying in the face of his agreement with Nebuchadnezzar. And then, so La'achar Shekivsho, how did this happen? After Nebuchadnezzar had been Kovesh in that fifth year of Yehoyakim, so he had invaded, captured Yerushalayim, signed an agreement with him now to be an Eved to Nebuchadnezzar. That lasted for 3 years. Maradbo, Shenema Vayilo Yehoyakim Eved Shalosh Shanim, Vayosha Vayimrodbo. Now we don't have the details of the information in Malachim, but we can clearly see here from Daniel that he set himself up as a king, started recounting his Malchut, and Limdechakan. So now the Pasuk in Daniel is Mashlim, what we wouldn't have known from Malachim, and teaches us Amad b'Mirdo Shalosh Shanim. So we now see that he was 6 years, 3 years into his Merida, which is now 6 years from the time of his original Kibush. Comes now Nebuchadnezzar back again, and this time he didn't trust to sign any agreements, so he killed him. V'pamazot timsar b'yadov harago, and that was when the Nebuah of Yirmiyahu, who said he was going to be buried like a chamor, that was niskayim bo furat chamor yikaver, and at that point, Yehoyakim became king. Nebuchadnezzar appointed Yehoyakim, the son now of Yehoyakim, to be king, and he comes back to Bavel. So they go now, he goes and reports to his advisors what he did, that he appointed Yehoyakim, killed Yehoyakim and appointed his son king. The advisor told him, you're out of your mind. As they say, from a dirty dog, you don't get a nice pup. So what do you, that's what he says to him. Ahav morad b'chavim lachlev, no. Mata amran mikalba bisha gulya tavelo nav. You can never get a good pup out of a rotten dog. And so you better go back there and change the arrangement. So chazar alav, the tshuvat hashana, the next year he came back, dragged him back to Bavel, and made Tzidkiyo instead to be the king. And that was there, and we find that. It says that at the end of Sefer Melachim, the closing words of Sefer Melachim, which means that Yehoyakim went into Galut in the seventh year of the Kivush Yehoyakim. Is that clear? Which was the eighth year of Malchut Nebuchadnezzar. So again, Nebuchadnezzar becomes king in Nineveh, takes over from Ashur, invades, and now the second year, invades and makes Yehoyakim a tribute to him. Yehoyakim keeps the agreement for 3 years. He comes, now he's married for 3 years. It's now 6 years. Seventh year of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar comes back, kills Yehoyakim, makes Yehoyakim king, comes back the next year to redo it, takes Yehoyakim now, the king, to be with him in Bavel, and makes Tzidkiyo now his representative in Yerushalayim. So that means that the Yehoyakim, what the Gemara constantly refers to, Galut Yehoyakim, is the seventh year from the original Kibush, the eighth year of Bavel, the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, Svareya Katuv Koreo Tavishlat Shemoneh, in Melachim it's referred to as the eighth year. And why over here is it the seventh year? In Yirmiyahu it's the seventh year. That's because in Melachim it's referring to Shemoneh L'Malchut Nebuchadnezzar. That's B'Sefer Melachim B'Sofo. Shalomadim B'Shana Shniyah L'Malchutot. Which obviously the only way is to understand that the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar is the seventh year of the Kibush. So that all adds up. Okay, so then we had 11 years later when Tzidkiyo now makes trouble, which is the 18th or the 19th year, depending again how you're counting. So then it comes along now, he comes back, says, that does it. We're getting rid of this place. The Mikdash can't keep these Jews down. They make agreements, they don't keep the agreements, and so on. At least he was smarter than we are. I mean, it only took him 11 years to wise up to the Jews. So that accounts for the different references in the Psukim 7 or 8. They 18, 19, it's basically the same idea. So now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So this was Golu B'Sheva, Golu B'Shmona, to be understood as Golu B'Sheva L'Kivush Yehoyakim, which is called the Galut Yehoyakim, and that's when Yehoyakim, Ben Yehoyakim, was taken back to Babel. That's a Galut, but they still did not destroy the Beit HaMikdash. It was not Chorvot Yerushalayim yet. Chorvot Yerushalayim is much later, which was the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, which counts for the two references in Yirmiyahu Malachim, and also Galut B'Shmonasre, meaning counting 18 years from the Kivush Yehoyakim, the Galut of Tzidkiyahu, which was a much bigger disaster, which was the 18th year, if you count from Nebuchadnezzar. So now we have the 19th year counting from Nebuchadnezzar. The Yomama, Shana Rishna Kivesh Nineveh, Shana Kivesh Yehoyakim, and if you want to see 45 years, it says, Vayibishloshim Lesheva Legalut Yehoyakim. 37th year of the Yehoyakim, Galut Yehoyakim, is languishing there in Babel. Malach, so Melav Yudah, Bishrim Asar Chodesh Retzvim Vechamisha Lechodesh, Nasa Edo Merodech Melach Babel, which was Bishnat Malcho, Ed Rosh Yehoyakim Melach Yudah, Vayetze Otomi Beit HaKelu, it says over there. So it was 37 years he'd been languishing in prison. Edo Merodech now becomes king in that year, because it says Bishnat Malchuto, and calls him out of prison now to become an advisor to him, and now he's making a new Malchus. Okay, so now that's, it says 37, all right? So we have 8 years, and then 37 years. It's eight years was counting from the beginning of the Nebuchadnezzar. It was 8 years later that Yehoyakim ended up in Babel. An additional now 37 years. So this was now the first year of Evel Merodach, which means that Nebuchadnezzar had been king for 45 years. Now comes along Evel Merodach, Bishnat Malchuto. And we know that Evel Merodach was king for 23 years. That's not in Psukim. We have that as a Kabbalah, that's a Gemara. And now it says it was in the third year of Belshazzar, so he counted first. Bobby. Yeah. I was referring not to where you are, I was referring to where your soul was. So, yeah. So he counted now an extra 2 years from Evel Merodach, from his own Belshazzar's Malchus, and he says, whoops, this is it, the 70th year. Is God going to do his thing or not? No? Great. So Omahashta Vare Tulo Mifriki, there's no longer any Haftaka that they're ever going to get out of this Galut. Afik Mana Devei Megdash, he takes out the Kalin of the Beit HaMikdash, Vishtamish Bohu, which is why Daniel, when he's interpreting the writing on the wall, he says to him, Va'amori Shamayi Tromamta, the chutzpah that you had to be, you made yourself king over the head of the heavens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'mani Devei Taya, Tayo Kadamach, and you bring the Kalin from his home in front of your Suda, you out of your mind? And indeed, Be'ilayla Kato Belshazzar Malka Kazdai, it was that night that Belshazzar was murdered, and Daryavish Mada takes over Kibel Malchuta Kibar Shanim Shitin V'Tartin. So, says Achashverosh to himself, aha, Iyu Mitetoy, these poor guys don't know how to do their arithmetic correctly. Ana Chashivna V'lota Ina, but I will get it right. Mi Ketiv, the fools, they don't know how to read. It doesn't say L'Malchut Bavel, it says L'Bavel. Ha! Bavel undoubtedly means L'Galut Bavel, which was, now this is the 8th year, not the 1st year. Okay, fine. So come a bit Syrian. What are we missing now? 8 years. Okay. Its time has come. He makes a cheshbon and he sets in the 8 years now till his time, because you have that one additional year of Belshazzar. This was the 3rd year of Belshazzar. Then you have 5 years of Daryavesh and Koresh together. The Tartati day, his own 2 years, comes out now. At last, we're at the 70 years. 70 years? Again, there's no Geula. Now there's no way out of it. They're never going to get out of here. And so he also, Afik Mani Devei Megdasha, Vishtamesh Bo, so he takes out the Kelim of the Beit HaMikdash. That's why it says, V'kelim, V'kelim, Shonim. The voice comes out and says, don't tell me you're trying this again, Shonim. And indeed, Bas Satan, the Satan shows up. V'rakad B'neim does his little Prada dance with him. And they take Vashti out, and they kill Vashti, and all kinds of nice things are going on over there. Hey, wait a minute, but he was right. Ashaprachash, what was his mistake? No, they all make mistakes. Iyonami mitetoy. He made a mistake because it says in the Pasuk, Chorvot Yerushalayim. Doesn't say Galut Bavel. Chorvot Yerushalayim was only after destroyed Yerushalayim after the times of Tzidkiyahu. Tziboy lomine mi Chorvot Yerushalayim. Still, I mean, even Chorvot Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. What are we missing? Chadisa. Missing 11 years. That was the 18th year, 19th year, right? That we darshan. That was Galut Tzidkiyo. So still it doesn't make sense because look, he was king for 14 years. So in the 14th year of his reign, the Beis HaMikdash should have been built. But it wasn't. From the 3rd year to the 14th year is another 11 years, right? Okay, so that was already the equivalent now counting from Chavod Yerushalayim. Instead of counting from Bavel, he should have counted the 11 years later, which accounts for the 19 years. It was 8 years, this is 19 years. 11 years different. And now he adds 11 years. In the 14th year of his reign, why was the Beit HaMikdash not built? Instead, Alam Aktiv, why then does it say in Ezra, Baden Betelet Avirat Beit Alahad of Yerushalayim, V'havi Batlat Shnat Tartin L'machut Ariyavish Melech Poras? Why does it say that in that year when they wrote the Sitna, they canceled the Binyan of the Beit HaMikdash, and it remained canceled until the second year of Dariavesh, the second king of Poras? Which doesn't make sense. Oh, my brother, I'll tell you, because they're all making this. Because the years are counted for two kings. You have all the years, Shanim Makutaot. When the king took over, he called that the first year of his kingdom. And remember, they're counting for Tishrei. We're measuring from Nisan. These guys don't know the second Rosh Hashanah. So they lost every time there was... Now, the interregnum over there, they end up losing a year. So they should have taken that into consideration. Tanya Nani Achi. Indeed, we learn this in the Brayta at Seder Olah. So it says over there, the Od Shana Achat LeBavel. So there it's making the kingdom, making the Seder of the kingdom Seder Olah. So when it talks about Beibalaila, Katil, Balshatzar Malka, adds up over there, Dayove, Shivim Shana, and so on and so forth. The Od Shana Achat LeBavel, then we need one more year for the 70 years. And then, Amad Dayove, Vishlima, that extra year was taken care of by Yabesh, and then comes along Koresh, and we have the whole story happening, and that works it out. And Rava says, you know what? I mean, he's not so stupid. I mean, Abda Neil to Abai Kushbana. This was a very confusing thing to the people at the time, and they were also confused because you take a look at Daniel, it's clear that Daniel was going crazy. He says, Bishnata Chatamocho, Ani Daniel Binoti Basvarim, Mispara Shanim Ashayad Vashama Yermio Anavi, Lemalot Lechorvot Yerushalayim Shivim Shana. I, Daniel, started going to the books. Figure out the number of years because I thought I was waiting for the Geula, and I had counted the number of years according to what was written in Sefer Yirmiyahu. And he actually refers to what he was doing, which book he was reading. Yirmiyahu. So he was reading Yirmiyahu to try to figure out, well, what's going on. And binoti means I'm looking into it because on the surface something's not working out. Binoti means to be mevin davar mitoch davar and figure out what went wrong. So it was clear b'nikama binoti michlal d'ta'am. Apparently he made a mistake. Also, says the Gemara, yeah, but I mean, all of this is very nice, but the Pesukim didn't say this, because the Pesukim contradict each other. One of the Pesukim, which everybody was looking at, was L'malot L'Bavel. The other one says L'malot L'Chorvot Yerushalayim. There's a big difference between those two. So isn't that a contradiction? Koshu Kray Adadi? One Pesuk says Malot L'Bavel Shivim Shana. The other one says L'Chorvot Yerushalayim. Says Rava, yeah, but the thing about Malot L'Bavel, it says Efkod Etchem. And that's just, you know, one of those Pekita jazz things. So there was a Pekita. I know Dichtiv Ko Amar Koresh Melech Paras Ko Amam Lachot Aretz Satami Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Vuhu Pakad Alai. See that? So the Pekita did indeed take place exactly as scheduled. 70 years from Bavel, a heck of a lot of good it does. So the Pekita, the good of a Pekita, is only seen in historical perspective. Same thing happened in Mitzrayim. There you had a Pekita, a lot of good it did. So Moshe says, Pakod, you've come to hell. Everybody says, ah, the Gula is here. And then things get worse. Same thing happened here. The Reshit Zmichat, they had the Koresh declaration, we had the Balfour declaration. It's all Pekita. Yeah, doesn't mean anything. That was Pekita B'Yalma. Then, in history, you got a chance to understand what it's all about. Oops. It's a beautiful letter from Rav Zessler to a student who wrote him after the war that all the Hedayim screwed up and they should have said they would have come to Israel. So he writes the letter and says, look, you know, I wouldn't even bother answering you except for the fact that I know that you're a good kid and that, you know, these are difficult times. This is what everybody is saying. So I just want to tell you that I personally met and was present at some of these his meaning. Watch people
to the level of responsibility. The sense of the Shechina being shown was awesome. You cannot imagine what went into these. He says, but just to be mitayim, just take a look at the story in the Megillah. An incredible story. Comes along now, Mordecai, at the original party, 3 years into the Malbus. And this Meshuggah Mordecai says, the Jews shouldn't go to the party. Everybody says to him, are you crazy? You shouldn't go to the party. That's all that we need, is the new king should say, everybody came, the Jews didn't show up. So Mordecai says, I'm telling you, you're going to go to the party, you're going to be near Shuggah. And that's what he said. Don't go to the party. Go to the party, everybody's fine, everything's happy. Wonderful, nothing goes wrong. 9 years later, there's a Gezerah. Why is there a Gezerah? Because the same nut, Mordecai, decided that he's got to get Haman and sent, right? And everybody said, you're Meshuggah, you're going to get us killed this time for sure. Thank God we didn't listen to you last time. This time for sure, if we listen to you, you're going to get us killed. And the whole Maaseh happened. So what do? Do they come kill Mordecai? They realize that he was right. They do teshuvah. The 9 years later, because any normal human being would have said, he's crazy. The Maaseh that happened was because of him, not because of going to the party. And instead, you see, the whole Klal Yisrael went ahead, did teshuvah, accepted what Mordecai said, and ended up with Hatzalah Purim. So here you are a few years later after the war, and you're already making up your mind. Oh, see, make a mistake. Brilliant letter. Beautiful. That's exactly the story. And obviously, I mean, my father's Hatzalah always used to tell me, the nace that Hitler never made it to Eretz Yisrael, it was a hair, literally, a hair's breadth, a decision of Rommel to do this, as opposed to that. It was nothing. So he would have brought another million Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Where do you think it would have gone? That's enough, Kamina. You know, like your historical accidents you're making now, riots, that this is right, this is right. You know. Beautiful. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak Bar Tova Pitra Laifa Shatan Yacha. כי העבדים אנחנו עבודתנו לא לעזב לאלוהינו ויתוהינו חסד בני מלכי פורס פורס אם אתה בזמן המען ובית המינו בפופו פתוח לפית כלי פרשת מיוחד יקפת את הושבו שנובונו באיש במים באיש בימי נבוק הנצר ראשו במים בימי פרו ותוציאנו לרוויה בימי המען of course רוויה is another way of saying getting high רבי יוחד עבד לא לפית כלי פרשת מיוחד זכר כאשר ימר את הלבית ישראל ראו כלת סיירת ישרת אלוהינו אם אתה ראו כל הסיירת את ישועת הוקד בבור לכם עסק. ראש לא כשפות אבל פתחלה כפרשת המיוח ארי נועם ודוב שוקק כמו של ראש העולם דל. ארי נועם זה נבוק הנצר ראש את דיבי הלא אריה מסופכו. דוב שוקק זק השוור שתכתיב בי. והרי חירה אחרי תניין אדם ילדו. תני רבי יוסף אלה פרשי פשוט ושוטים כדוב מסבלים בוסר כדוב. מגדם סייר כדוב אין למנובה כדוב. משה ראש זה המן על המדל. אלו ישראל שהם דלים מן המצוות. רבי אלעזר פתח לפתח לה פרשת המיוחד בצלתן ימח המקרה בשיפות ידיים מדלוף הבית בשביל הצלות שהיה להם לישראל שלו ספקטורה נעשה סונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מח ואין מח אלא אני שרימוך ומיירכך ואין מקרה אלא הקדוש ברוך שם המקרה במים עליותיו ובנחו ביצר בוטח בפתח לה פרשת המיוחד שירה מעלות להשם שהיה לנו יאמר לה ישראל להשם שהיה לנו כמה אדם, אדם ולא מלך רבה פתח לפית חלי פרשת המיוחד ברבות צדיקים מסבך העם ובמשור השייה נח עם ברבות צדיקים מסבך העם זה מורכה ואסתר תכתיב הירשו שם צולה ושמח ובמשור השייה נח עם זה עומד תכתיב הירשו שם נבוך רבעת אמר מיוחד כי מי גוי גדול אשר לא אלים קרובים אליו רבשי אמר מיוחד וניסה למלווה לקחת לו גוי בקרב גוי ואי במח השוורוש תסתגרו קוץ לידר אמר רבי והיא היה במח השוורוש or here according to correct here is the probably is Ada יהודי הכתיב את בקרת בשם לא עבריך לעבדים לשפחות ואין קונה שמול אומר לא מסתים ולא גלתים לחלותם לא מסתים ממי יבונים לא גלתים ממי נבורנצה חלותם ממי אמן לפברית איתם ממי פרס לבגני השם לוקים ממי גוג ומגוג ועציס אותו לא מסתים ממי כעסתים ומדתם דוני יוחנה נמשול ועזריה ולא גלתם ממי יבונים שמדתם להם בשימן הצדק השמונה יבונים עד שאו כבין גדול חלוסם ממי אמן שמדתם למורך ואסתר The Ferbritiitam could be over here, the Romium, or the later parts of some of the Gersim and the Romium. Reminded them by Rebbe, the Chagamedorot. Actually, both of them probably is what it said, because the Rebbe was still the time of Romans. Gani Hashem lo kem la ti lavo, shenkol umav la shon, yechola la shlot ben. Rebbe Levi omar marachem lo tarishu et yoshvei haaretz. That's exactly what happened. Rebbe Omar mayog, hayak asher demita lasot lahem, esalachem. Achashverosh, Amarav, Akib Sharosh, Ben Gilo Sharosh, Akib Sharosh, Akib Sharosh, Akib Sharosh, Shinikarosh, and Antoresh, Ben Gilo Sharosh, who are Abu Bikeshlarov, who are Karibu Bikeshlak, Shemakuta Kashverosh, Batbakuto, Katru Sitna, Yoshwe Yudav Yushalayim, Shmulama, Shuhush Rub, Nehem, Shal Yisrael, Biamav, Kishulek, Deira, Rabbi Okramar, Koshes of Homer, Ach, Lurushel. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakon Asin Roshin Biyomav, Shema Vyos Ramelach HaKashverosh, Maas Elorit. Hu HaKashverosh, Hu Brisho Mitkilato Vatsofo, Hu Esav, Hu Brisho Mitkilato Vatsofo, Hu Tatan Daviran, Hem Brisho Mitkilato Vatsofo, Hu HaMelach HaKaz, Hu Brisho Mitkilato Vatsofo, Avram, Hu Avraham, Hu Bitzitko Mitkilato Vatsofo, Hu Aaron Moshe, Hem Bitzitkan Mitkilato Vatsofo, Vedavidu HaKatan, Hu Bekatudo Mitkilato Vatsofo, Tishem Shpakatnu Toik Tinat Vaitzim Shigolo Mimana Chuchma, himself, but Amar, you know, Balshatzach Hashavet Ha'anach Hashim Nabalotin. Amai, Tehtiv, Kilufim Lot Lebavel Shivim Shana Efkaletchem. Tehtiv, Amalot Ha'chorvot Yerushalayim Shivim Shana. Chshov Ha'arbaim Ha'chamishad Nebuchadnezzar. Esvim Etuat Ha'abil Mulut. Tarti Didei Balshatzach equals 70. Afik Bani Lebeim Ha'kash B'shtayim Shpurot. Wait a minute. Nebuchadnezzar Bin Alon, the 45 Shnim Malach. Yom Amar, Golo B'sheva, Golo B'shmona, Golo Shmonasre, Golo B'shasre. Golo B'sheva Lekivush Yoyakim, the Galut of Yehoyachin alone, which was Shimon of Nebuchadnezzar, and then 11 years later, Galut Shmonasre Lekivush Yoyakim, which is Galut Yitzkiyahu, Shichasre Nebuchadnezzar, the one Rashan Rishon Kivesh Ninve, Shnia Kivesh Yoyakim, Tivai B'Shulchim V'Sheva Shana the Galut Yehoyachin Melach Yudav, Shnei Masach Chodesh V'Sim V'Chamishal Chodesh, Nasa Yavu Merodach Melach Bavu B'Shnat Malchuto, Ed Rosh Yehoyachin Melach Yudav, Vayotzei Oto Mibet Akalu. So you have now Tumani Betlatin B'Sheva equals 45 and Nebuchadnezzar. The estimate thought of Avon Merodach Chatzik Gemara tarti today, that's in the Pasek, because it was in the third year that he was murdered. So Hashivim, Omahash Tavada Etulo Mifrake, Afik Mani Vei Mikdash, Ishtarmish Bo, Vainu Tegomele Daniel, Val Moresh Amayit Romamta, Ulama Anaya Di Betaya Etayu Kadamach, Beba Laila Katil Balshitzar Malka Kastai, Uchtib Dar Yavish Madaki Bel Malkuto Kebashlin Shittin Betartin. Omar Iu Mitatoi, but Ana Hashivna Velotaina, Mikhtiv La Malkut Babel, Lebabel Ktiv, Mai Lebabel, Lagalut Babel, Kama Betsiri, because it's a reference to Yoyachin, Tumani, Choshivayo Kilufayu, Chada de Belshazzar, the third year, Chamesh between Daryavish and Koresh, Tarte Didei equals Shivim, Kevin Chazimol Shivim, Velo Yifruk, no, Hashtavare, Tulom Yifruki, And then comes along the Satan, Vriked Beneim, Arakat Vashti. Wait a minute, but he was right. No, Shaper Choshev. I knew you were not a toy. The boy that the Mimne Mechorvot Yerushalayim. Even so, Chasovsov Kama Betzirin to Chorvot Yerushalayim, Chadisar. So Ihu Kama Malach Arbeisar. So from the third year till this 14th year is 11 years. So Barbeisar the day, Iboile Lomivne Beit Migdash. So why then does it say in Ezra that Badain Betalet Avidet Betel Arvi Yerushalayim Abitela Ach Natartin Lamalchut Aryavish Melach Paras? Omar Rava, Shani Mekuta Otave, Tani Namayachi, O Chana Kata Bavel Vama Daryabesh Vishlima. Omar Rava, Abdaniel Ta'abai Khushbana, Tehti Vishnata Kata Malcho, Ani Daniel, Binoti Pasfarim. And over there, what was he Binoti Asfarim? Mispara Shani Mashra Yadvar Hashem, El Yirmiyo Anavila Malot Lechorvot Yerushalayim, Shevim Shana. It's terrible the way they leave out the most important parts of the pasuk. The printer cuts out. It's Mamash Chaval. So, therefore, you see, b'dichtiv, now, that and binoti basfarim, mechval de ta'ah, mikol makom, koshikroi adori, on one hand it says, ma'alot l'babel shivim, on the other hand it says, l'chavad Yerushalayim. Omar Rava, that's only, it says, efkodetchem, l'pkid b'yama. And that indeed happened. V'ayinu d'chtiv, ko'am ha'koresh melech paraz, ko'am ha'lachot ha'aretz, natan le'ashem alakei ha'shamayim, v'hu pakad alai, l'vnot l'bayit b'Yerushalayim, perfectly consistent.